Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. You seem to be in a cheery mood.
I do. Wow, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm not. Only
You're
because
severely depressed.
No, I'm running off 3 hours sleep.
Whoa, 3 hours? Mm-hmm. What have you been doing, Cambo? Well, I sort of know what you did,
yeah,
but...
It's nothing even that exciting.
Oh.
I just, you know when you... Like, I always go to bed at 10 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
But last night, I had to stay out later, and then my body obviously was like, all right, I was staying up. So then when I got home,
yeah.
I just could not wind
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, I know, it's fine. If I do peter out during the show, because I think I'm so amazed that I haven't hit my wall. Like I woke
it's
up.
It's about to happen.
I woke
isn't it?
Up fine.
Yeah, that's always
up,
a worry.
I woke up fine, and all day today I've been like, man, I feel good. And
yeah,
I still feel good.
Yeah.
So like halfway through the podcast, we might be doing shower thoughts or whatever.
Yeah.
We're like, well, you know, the thing is.
Okay. I'm like, anyway, Camper's broken. All right,
guys. Camper's fallen asleep. Who's gonna end the podcast here?
Yeah, that's right.
But no, I'm good.
Okay, well, that's
happy
good.
Monday.
Happy, oh yeah, Monday. Oh yeah, listeners, who? Sorry about that one. Yeah.
We're a day
do you know?
Late.
It's funny. I was going to put a thing out to listeners,
yeah,
like on Facebook and stuff, and be like, "Hey, sorry, we're gonna do it tomorrow." And then I kind of forgot about it until last night. And I was like, oh, well, it's last night. I may as well not do it now. But we put the podcast out on Monday nights. So really, that would be in the time to tell the listeners anyway.
Yeah. If someone was waiting for it to come out.
Yeah.
And we do have people that write in and say that they refresh their things.
Waiting. Yeah.
I don't know why, but they do. And maybe to them it would have been nice to know. But I was originally going to put a thing saying, hey, the podcast is delayed. My fault. Sorry about that. But then I was just going to sign it as you.
Okay. Well, now you can't ever do that.
Well,
because people will know.
What I'm saying is,
and then
whoever signs anything, you can't ever be sure that one of us isn't trying to stitch the other one up. Or if it is
except,
genuinely that person.
No, it'll always be, I feel like, I'm safe no matter what. Because if it says by Michael, they'll be like, okay. By my mic, by Camber.
No, they'll be like,
but if it's by Nelson, they won't know. So I've got like a slightly better chance of not causing blame.
I feel
getting
like
blame.
If it says by Michael, they'll be like, he doesn't post on this.
That's true.
This is definitely from Nelson.
We'll find out later from an email of people's opinion on how much work you do on this show. Alrighty. Oh well, what did you get up to this week? We didn't really talk about that.
Well, actually, I wanted to tell you something. Actually, so the podcast is delayed because last night I had to go to an event, and it's like it's for the company that I work for. You used to work for, and it's like an intercompany talent show that they put on, and you used to be the host of it.
Yes.
But what I thought Co-host. Was really funny is my job was obviously when people upload photos and stuff, they would appear around the room, right? And there was someone, and I couldn't work out who it was, that was photoshopping you
really
into photos
really?
Of the host that had replaced you. They kept photoshopping your face his, and I actually had to stop letting them through because I'm like, I feel bad for him at this point. Really? And I thought that was, so your
so
legacy
funny.
Lives on now.
So I'm actually still... There's still some photos out there of me. It must have been. That is really funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was from that. You know how we did a weird photo shoot once?
I don't know.
We did a weird photo
shoot. Were we naked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we did a weird photo shoot for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's like in your profile picture, maybe.
Mm.
From those photos.
Know. Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, it was one of those photos.
Okay.
So you
that's
look
funny.
Good.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thanks. I look good photoshopped on somebody else's head.
Yeah. And apart from that, Just work as regular. A couple of screenings, Nelson. Exclusive screening.
What else? What other screenings have you seen this week that you can't tell us about because you've signed an NDA?
Well, Yeah, I can give reactions.
Yes.
I saw a movie called The Big Sick. It's quite good. It's got one of the guys from Silicon Valley.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
It was written by him and his wife. It was produced by Judd Apatow. Cool. But it's good. It's very sweet. Very
funny. Should maybe change the podcast to like up and coming movies.
Yeah.
And you tell me what's coming out.
Uh-huh.
And give me your reaction, and then I'll just talk about the rest of it you can't
really
say much.
And they'd be like, what would you give it? I'd be like, oh, I can't review it now.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll review it based on your reaction.
I feel there's a big void in the Apple store for podcasts about movies. So that would work really well.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I think there's maybe one other.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll do that. You know, put your job on the line. Well, Cambo, I'm pretty happy about something that happened this week.
Okay.
It was sort of not directly related to the show, but on Sunday night, I was out with some friends. Well, I was out with one friend and then two of his friends, right? I didn't really know very well, but I'd maybe met like a couple of times. And pretty early on in the night, we all of a sudden went straight into big talk.
Oh, big talk.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Listeners of the show, if you're not familiar, a few episodes ago we spoke about how to just skip the small talk, go straight to big talk.
Yeah.
So this big talk started with somebody said, I can't remember how we got around to it, but it was like, okay, if a guy comes up with a gun right now to this group of four and he says you can only choose one person to save and it can't be yourself, who do you choose? And then there was like, oh man, I don't want to choose. I can't do this. Why are we doing this? I don't know. This is a bad thing for our friendship. And so then it was really funny because so then there was a girl there and she wouldn't choose. Uh-huh. And then the other guy said he'd choose me, which wasn't my friend. Wow. It was like a friend's friend. And he was like, yeah, just because I don't feel like I feel guilty if I don't.
He's definitely being polite though.
No, well, yeah, but I was like, but I sort of understand that mentality of like, well, I don't know you. You're like an innocent person. But you could be the best person in the world. I don't know.
What if you're evil?
I could be evil as well. Exactly. But, you know, it was a risk he was willing to take. Well,
I do not appreciate, on behalf of the world, I do not appreciate him taking that risk. Every time he's put in that scenario, which I imagine is often, I don't appreciate him making judgment calls on people he doesn't know.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so it turned out like pretty awkward, actually. The girl still wouldn't answer, and then the guy was like, and then he didn't get chosen by the other guy, and I chose the girl because I was like, well, I don't know, it just seemed like chivalry,
exactly,
because it wasn't really happening, you know.
She and, doesn't have to know that.
Yeah.
Wait,
so then they
don't listen, do they?
I don't know, probably not.
Ah, good, yeah.
But yes, it was pretty funny. And I strongly encourage big talk, because even though it was put the conversation in a really awkward spot, it was hilarious. Yeah. It was great.
And you got
two more big talk.
Yeah, and you got to know people.
I got to know people.
No, interesting that when you told the story, you didn't say that they were your friends.
Yeah, they were just like friends of...
Even after the big talk, they were just friends of someone else.
Yeah. Well, I'm more friends with the guy who chose me now, well, obviously.
Well, now we know why you're friends.
Yeah.
Alrighty. There's a lot of lately in this podcast, who would you choose to survive from a gunman scenarios?
Yeah, that's right. That's true. I didn't even bring it up because of the question last week. It just happened naturally.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's the weird path that this podcast is on.
Yeah, that's right.
Upcoming movies and shooting scenarios. That's our podcast.
That's right.
And probably Elon Musk.
Yeah. Shooting Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Ooh. In a movie. Oh. Okay, anyway.
Give us a call, Hollywood.
All right, let's get into Reddit on Reddit, Cambo.
Yes, because this is a podcast about Reddit.
This is a podcast about Reddit, believe it or not. Okay. This was a sign that somebody posted a picture of.
Credit the Reddit?
It was by Just for Trolls.
Okay, oh, good.
This is a sign for a fate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the caption this person that Just for Charles wrote is, sign me the fuck up.
Right.
Okay. And the sign says, Christmas Bazaar and Craft Show. Fight Children with Diabetes fundraiser. Kevin, I've never, I reckon, been by myself and read or heard something so funny and just pissed myself laughing. I was laughing, I reckon, for about 10 minutes, just wow. Like, and then I'd think about it again. I was like, oh my God. But, oh, that'd be hilarious. Fighting children that have diabetes.
Well, I think we'd be good at that, because I think in one of the previous podcasts, we had a strategy of how to fight children.
Yeah, it was about fighting, yeah, young kids.
Yeah, and if they've got diabetes, presumably they're weaker.
I know. Well, I think I sent this to my brother, actually, and he sent me back a photo. I don't even know what it's from, but it's a guy that's got gloves on, and it's got, like, candy in the gloves. It's like, I'd use these gloves. Man, so funny. But wouldn't that just make so much money as a fundraiser? Man, if you just had, like, even if it was, you know, a sensible thing, like, you were so very padded, okay?
So you're saying...
to hit kids with diabetes.
So you're saying...
I would pay, raise, like, upwards of $50 for that.
Well, now that we're into big talk, I am learning a lot about you.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
How much would you pay to beat up kids with diabetes?
Right in.
Oh my God. So funny.
So you're suggesting that it would be a good charity event.
Yeah.
To raise money for charity. Now, first question. Does the money go to diabetes research or does it go to a different charity? Is it just rubbing it in their face? No. This is going to pancreatic cancer.
You're not getting it. No, I think that, you know, I'd be nice enough to It's like, well, you know, it kind of... I mean, I'm sick of all these other charities where, you know, the people with certain illnesses, they're not doing anything to help themselves. Yeah. They're just asking for money.
So
these kids are out there, buddy, getting it.
Okay.
Earning the money for research.
To continue this scenario, you rock up, you put your money in and you go, make sure it goes to charity, mate.
Yeah. And I go, no worries. Yeah. Wink.
You get in the ring.
Yeah.
Go, give me a kid to punch. That is,
I kind of like the idea that there's more than one.
Oh, right.
And I'd be happy to donate more money for this also. Really. And no, like I said, I'm not doing it to, like, give them bloody noses or anything. Maybe actually a pillow fight type thing. Like, still get in a ring and you pick up a pillow and you just pull the kid over the head.
Here's my problem.
Yeah,
I'm concerned about the kind of people you would get coming down to an event where you can pay money to fight sick boys with pillows.
Well, we'd obviously vet people before.
Be honest. Are you a creep?
Yeah.
No. Well, you said it creepily, but you did say no in your pop.
Yeah, that's right.
You're a bit creepy. And that's $20 extra for you.
Exactly. Well, hey, there's extra money to the charity. Okay, could be benefits. It's like, the creepier you are, the more money you have to pay. Could be another way.
Well, this is one of the only times I'm glad that our podcast doesn't have too many listeners, because the complaints will be minimal about this weird, blatant... child abuse.
I think people really,
because I can imagine you in court.
This idea.
I can imagine you in court just kind of shrugging, being like, the kids were up for it. They signed up too.
Well, no, you would obviously get the kids' permission and the parents' permission. Yeah,
but the point is, beating up a kid is beating up a kid, whether or not
they
were cool
with a pillar.
Your Honor, listen. We charge the creeps more.
Okay, well, fine, Gambo. I guess you don't want to help kids with diabetes. Oh, I guess you just hate them.
Damn it. Now
you're
worse
than I am.
Oh, now I'm the asshole.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no. Fine, give me a kid. I'll punch him.
With diabetes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
I guess.
It's so funny. Oh, my God. Okay. All right, I have another one here.
All right.
This is by Drewy Poodle. Okay. Thanks to a decline in homophobia, straight men are now better able to embrace bromances with other men.
Mm.
which the study describes as being more emotionally intimate, physically demonstrative, and based upon unrivaled trust and cohesion compared to their other friendships. That is pretty crazy. Really interesting. I think it's kind of funny. Like, I don't imagine not many relationships, even romantic ones, are described as emotionally intimate, physically demonstrative, and based upon unrivaled trust and cohesion. That is pretty intense. These bromances are getting out of control.
I was talking about this recently because there was a competition that was to for two people to go overseas, and they were going to send them all around Europe for 5 months, and they had to film it and document the whole time.
Yeah, right.
And there's a lot of couples that applied.
Yep.
And then there was some couples.
You included.
Me included. I didn't win. No. Or did I? I'm in Spain right now. But I was actually saying that I don't reckon you would choose a couple, but I reckon you'd choose two best friends. Because specifically what you were saying there. Because if you have that kind of bromance thing going on, that is kind of your ideal travel partner, I think.
Okay.
I mean, obviously... Yeah. Obviously, my girlfriend's my perfect travel partner.
It's okay. She doesn't listen, Ken.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I'd probably go with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, like...
That's true,
and I'm involved with several bromances, I would say. I'm a bit of a bro whore.
You but are a bro whore.
You and I are very close.
We've got a bromance going on.
Yeah. Famously, I got another buddy of mine, and we go to events dressed the same all the time.
Yeah, you do,
funny.
Yeah.
You know, but like both of those friendships are just like super easy.
That's true, like, actually.
I think I could travel with you a lot easier than I could travel with a romantic partner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I was going to say that. Yeah,
because there's no like, do you think that taking any kind of sex and romance out of it just makes it that much easier?
I think so.
Because I'm never being like, oh, where should I take Nelson to impress him?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, and I always cry after sex, exactly. So that's, you know, a downer on the on the trip anyway when that eventually happens. And then she's upset because I'm upset, and it's really, I much rather go with a bro.
Speaking of kind of the, how do I put this? The modern gentleman, and I think the lack of homophobia.
Yeah.
Today, as part of my job, I did have to call a troop of male strippers.
Okay.
To organize.
Part of your job.
Yes. Mm. But this gentleman I talked to was not at all what I expected. Right. So you have to call a male stripper, right? And organize two male strippers for an event.
Okay.
What are you expecting when they answer the phone?
I would expect, I don't know, them to just be like friendly, just like normal sort of thing.
I was expecting kind of like a bro, right? Like, oh, hey man, what's up? You know. Oh, really? That's cool.
Okay, no, that's not what I expected.
This guy was so soft-spoken and professional.
Really?
And he's the head stripper that I was talking to.
Yeah.
And he goes, and what are the details of the event that you're looking to organize? I was like, this is not what I expected.
It makes it way more creepier, doesn't it? You just feel dirty, like, talking to him about it.
I think I got way too casual to try and make him more casual. I'm like, I became a bro. I'm like, yeah, man, like, whatever, you know, I don't know. I guess you just walk around with your tops off. He's like, oh, right, yeah, we do have that service, actually. But, trip me out.
At the end, did he say, and will you be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like for me. I'm just, no, that's fine. We get this all the time.
You're calling for work, are you?
Yeah. What was the event, can I ask? Seems very strange.
It's a screening that we have for Baywatch.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's some hunky lifeguards.
Right.
Yeah. They won't actually be stripping.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't know
just
if I should
attractive
even say this.
Men
I don't even
doing...
know if I should say this because I don't know whether it's happening or not.
Oh, okay. Nah, it's definitely maybe not could be happening.
We'll definitely edit this out as a good thing.
Yeah. We'll delete the episode when you find out that you definitely shouldn't have told anyone. Yeah. And, but if you were meant to, and we'll even be like, I've already been advertising.
Yeah, yeah.
And going above and beyond.
I've been spruiking it.
After work hours. Pay me the extra dollars. That's what I reckon you should say. It's just an idea.
And I will.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway, bromances are a thing.
Yep.
I think it's actually good. Do you know, the other thing I was going to say is it does totally make sense, right? Like, homophobia, yeah. I think, has definitely just, like, dwindled. Even, I reckon, since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like... homophobia was just sort of around.
Mm.
But now it's like, I don't know. I reckon it's almost completely gone. At least from everyone I reckon I know. Alrighty. Well, Cambo, should we move into Today I Learned?
Well, that is how the show goes, yeah.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. Okay, Today I Learned. This is by Andrew Kennings.
It's a very normal name for a Reddit username.
Just thinking that. Yeah, that's a normal
name.
Unless
his name isn't Andrew Kennings.
Oh, twist.
He got us.
Or Andrew Kennings could be a really famous person that we don't know, and he's pretending to be that person.
Oh, that's true.
That often happens as well.
Because the real one is Andrew Kennings Official.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Today I learned, in 1992, a man in Texas was sent to death row for murdering his kids by arson. He was executed by lethal injection in 2004. In 2009, through advances in technology, it was found that the fire was likely an accident, according to an expert. There was no item of evidence that indicated arson.
Well, that's depressing.
That's crazy. And this, my friends, is why capital punishment is bullshit. Because... and this isn't the only case of this.
No.
I've heard of plenty of cases where it's like, oh, in the end, turns out they were innocent. And I'm like, even if he was in jail for... wait, what is it? He was from 1992 to 2004. Even if he was in jail...
for 12 years.
No, actually, it would have to be to 2009 when they actually worked it out. But if he was in there for that entire time... still much better than dying.
Yeah.
And could you imagine how effed up that is for him? Like, first you've got somebody, like, you know, you would be in court for months, probably even years, I think. You know, like, cases like that can sometimes take years. And of people telling you that you've killed your...
yeah.
Children from arson. And you're like, and no, like, you probably love your kids.
Yeah, you've lost your kids.
You've lost your kids. You're probably devastated just on that. Now you have to try and prove that it wasn't you. And you think it's ridiculous. And you'd probably... because this is a genuine fear I have, I reckon, right? Something like this. Not that I'm saying it's going to happen, but I do get accused of something that I haven't done. Because I would, at the start... obviously, if it's something horrific like that, I'd still be very emotional. But I would, at the start, be kind of blasé about it. Because I'm like, oh, well, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So, I'm not worried because it'll be found out that it's not, you know, not real. But then, and you could imagine, that's maybe what this guy did. He's like, oh, look, it's just something I'm not worried about. I'm going to grieve over my children, and this will just eventually go over. And then sometimes even stuff like that can ruin it in a court case. Dingo ate my baby lady, actually. She was, like, persecuted because it looked like she didn't care about her child. And then... there's, like, all this evidence, and there was, like, planted evidence as well, and all this crap just to convict this lady, and it wasn't her fault. And, yeah, it's ridiculous.
So you're saying that the fact that, you know, in this hypothetical situation, you'd be so kind of confident that you're like, well, I didn't do it, so I'll obviously get off, this is crazy.
Yeah.
That it comes off as being cold and...
yeah, exactly, like you don't care. Which, I mean, it would be, obviously, there's the idea of that if it was somebody close to me that died, I'd be mourning as well. So, yeah. I don't know. But I think there would be an element that came across that would be like, yeah, I don't care because it's not true, whatever, I just want to get on with my life.
Yeah.
And I reckon that could look very damaging.
Yeah.
It's scary, I reckon. Mm. It's scary. I'm glad that we don't have coupled punishment here.
That's
but
true.
Even being in jail for that long would be a pain in the ass as well. Again, that's what happened to the dingo and my baby lady.
I just have a problem with the government deciding who lives and who dies, because the government can't even decide, like, a good train system, let alone the fate of a person.
And yeah, that's true. That is true.
Our government can't decide on a prime minister for a full term.
That's
they
because
should
we
not
have
be in control idiots. Of people's lives.
I mean, I don't think it's them that. Well, they have the power to put the law in place, but then, you know, it's lawyers that battle out the actual case.
Yeah, it's true. So, and lawyers are all good, so that's fine.
That's true. No bad lawyers at all. Do you know what I do remember about that? There's like this mentality, right, that I've heard of, and I say this because I remember from the Dingo Ate My Baby thing, the story, is that because there were cops, right, who planted evidence. I can't remember what it was. Might have been... I know there was something in a car where they're like, oh, this is blood. This is definitely blood.
Yeah.
And they didn't do any forensic works, or they did the forensic work and then hid the information.
Right.
Because it wasn't blood at all. It was like some oil or something.
Mm.
And so obviously they used that in court. But the idea is that... as if you're investigating it, whether you're like a policeman at the scene of the crime and you look at this lady and you go, okay, I think she's guilty. So then you convince yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt that even if you found evidence that is dismissive, you know, you see something that looks like blood and then all of a sudden you realize it's not you, you'd say, well, I still believe that she's guilty though. Yeah. So I'm going to not, you know, put this information forward or still make it look, you know, seem as though it's blood and stuff like that. And I think there's that, like, that really scary mentality that it's like somebody can just convince themselves that you're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and no, I don't know. I sort of even sometimes don't blame people for that. Because you can imagine if you're in a circumstance where you strongly believe somebody killed somebody else, it's going to be hard to get that out of your mind. And yeah. Like,
and the thing is, on the other, like, side of it, if they are innocent, they might just be a bad person in general, but that doesn't mean they're guilty of what they're being convicted of. So
well,
I reckon
that's a big thing.
A lot
as well.
Of people would be like, yeah, but he's a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. He pirates videos.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't steal a car.
Anyway, just thought we'd touch on that. I mean, we've touched on religion and politics and, you know, gun control, all these things. I thought that we'd bring up the death penalty.
If you have a controversial issue that you'd like us to talk half-heartedly about.
With things that we don't really investigate, just our opinions that we're sprouting
look,
at you.
We haven't looked into it. Maybe it's right. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was that one. Okay, I have another one here. This is by One Last Ayuk. Today I learned that Harvard professor Roger Fisher proposed implanting nuclear launch codes in a volunteer so that the president would have to kill an innocent person before firing. The Pentagon rejected the idea, fearing the president would not go through with it, even if it was necessary.
Hmm.
I think that is awesome, actually, and crazy. Yep. I think it's awesome. It is super crazy as well. But that is really what a nuclear launch is doing. Like, it's killing. Mm. You're killing innocent people. Yeah. Whether you like it or not, you drop a nuke, you're killing innocent people. So I think the idea of saying, okay, well, if you can't kill this one innocent person, I mean, aside from all the other ramifications, like it'll probably start a nuclear war, possibly. I don't know. You know, I think that is actually a good idea. I mean, it's so crazily extreme.
Could you imagine, right? You were the student that had the codes put in you.
Yeah.
Watching the news at the moment, you'd be like, oh.
Crap, yeah. Well, it does say volunteer, so imagine that it would be an extremely patriotic person.
Yeah.
Maybe even like a soldier of some sort, you know. I could imagine. It could be even a thing that's like, oh no, maybe not. That would be a conflict. But I was thinking you could have it as like a really well paid thing. You don't do anything, right?
Yeah.
You just exist, and we'll pay you, you know, $300,000 a year. But then probably that's an issue when the time, if it did come, you know.
Here's how I would balance it out. So you don't have to die. You know, this poor isn't a guy died for everyone. If I had the codes in me, I'd just go around killing. So when I eventually got killed, I'm like, oh, good, you should probably stop me. So not only are you launching the nuclear codes, but you've stopped a murderer.
What?
Yeah.
That was really... You went up a really weird path then.
I've... 3 hours sleep, Nelson.
That's true. You did mention that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say a lot of things in this podcast that don't make a lick of sense.
Okay, and if you could just nod right.
yep. and say, oh, that was very good. And then just move straight on.
Okay. That was a very good camera.
Thank you.
Anyway, note to self, don't ever put nuclear codes in camera because you'll go on a killing spree. You'll go kill them.
Because then to me, when I'm dying...
Okay.
I can be like, well, at least he's stopping some evil. So it makes me feel better about it.
But
okay. That's what I'm getting at.
But what if, like, they didn't need the codes and they were just shame. Like... You're just killing people anyway. Maybe you could do... Okay, this is how I'm going to justify justify what you just said, Cambo. You get to the point where you're standing in front of the president. And he needs to kill you because there is an imminent attack and it's going to kill all of Australia. Well, President USA. Mm. It's going to kill Australia and USA.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a big bomb.
And the president is like, oh my God, I don't think I can do this. I can't kill you. Mm-hmm. It's not right. Then you could pull out a gun, start shooting his like private
that's true.
Secretaries and stuff. Mm. And then he'd be like, oh, well, okay, I feel less bad now. And then you'd do it. So you could.
It's not as fun, though.
I just tried to justify it for you. Okay? I'm a little bit concerned for like my health right now because this is a thought you had on only 3 hours sleep.
Yep.
But how long?
You had a good 8 hours last night, I assume.
Yeah, something like that.
You still want to beat up kids that are sick?
Hey, I stand by that. Okay. I'm all for curing diabetes or treating them or something. I don't know. Alrighty. Well, we can now move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts. Shower thoughts. Shower thoughts. Shower thoughts. Shower thoughts.
This shower short. I actually said that correctly. You've just only had 3 hours sleep. <Kip. laughs> This shower thought.
Then this show must be going really well.
Yeah, that's right. Damn straight. Okay, this shower thought is by Extra Shard. If you've had sex with less than 12 people, then having sex with you is more exclusive than walking on the moon. Cambo, why haven't I been using this as a pickup line?
That's true.
That is brilliant. Because I'm pretty sure I haven't had sex with Joe. Nah, I haven't. So that's...
So I'm trying to work out how you would... How would you use it as a line is what I want to know.
I would... girls at a bar. I'm in a bar.
Yep.
I'm
the girl.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you have to be?
Yep.
Okay. And then I'd say, hey, what you drinking?
Wine.
Oh, wine. What wine?
Just
hey, did you know
sex? But he had sex with 9 people, it's like we're going on the moon. What? Sex with 9 sex people. I'm walking on the moon. Can I buy you another wine?
And then she'd fall into the trap.
Okay. Here's what you do.
Yeah.
You go up and you go, hey, have you ever wanted to be an astronaut?
And she goes, that's a good
one. She goes, no. Oh.
You keep asking that.
Kind of.
You ever wanted to go to outer space?
We'll do this again, but can you say yes? And she's like, all right. Hey, have you ever wanted to be an astronaut? Yeah, I guess. So you probably always wanted to walk on the moon? I don't think they really do that anymore.
You're too good for me.
The point is, if you have sex with me, it would be better than walking on the moon. Because I haven't had sex with many people.
It's such a bad way to say it, isn't it? Man, I haven't had sex much at all. This is, you should be privileged. Of course, it only works a few times until you've had sex with 12 people. Now, then you need to wait for like a Mars landing.
Yeah.
Actually, you could just like, you know, say one of the droids thing. That's like, we've sent like something to Mars.
Yeah. I didn't think this was possible, but it's getting less and less sexy.
Yeah.
You know, there's been less droids on Mars than people I've had sex with, so.
That's true. Actually, no, but there has been less. You actually need more people to walk on the moon. That's what needs to happen.
So we need to get this space program up and running.
We'll write to NASA.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, get someone up there. I'm on 11.
I have this idea for a fundraiser, okay? Now, stay with me. It's going to sound crazy.
Stay with me and get me some of the sickest kids you can find.
The more limp.
I have had sex with 11 girls.
We must do this. Give me the sick kids I need to have sex. It's basically where we were there. Oh, God.
Why'd you call the cops?
Okay. That's so funny. You reckon our buddy Elon Musk would help us out?
He's into all this weird shit.
Yeah.
Elon. Yeah. I've got a line that's been working phenomenally well.
Yeah.
But I do need to send a couple more people to the moon so I can keep using it. Yeah. It's like, why don't you just lie? Elon, I don't start relationships out by lying.
Yeah. You know, but I know where you stand, obviously.
Yeah. You think you're a good guy. I don't know about you anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You'd lie for sex? Oh, God. Despicable. All right. Do you reckon... Okay, sorry, I'm just still thinking about this. Do you reckon you just start specifically using places? Like, I've only had sex with one woman in the back of my car, so I've got 11 or more to that. You just use the line specifically. Like, so it's more exclusive.
Yeah.
Having sex with me in the back of my car is more exclusive.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
Mm.
So
loophole.
So when you hit the old the 1-2 of women, you just start changing the general...
Changing the place...
You change the word sex to sex ...
Or like specifically like hair color, like like blondes or brunettes, right? Just separate them, Kemba. That's all I'm saying. Have a sex change, then that's new again. You get another round. Alright, I have another one here.
Okay.
It's by RunBSC. Spiders living in a blind person's home have really hit the lottery. So funny. It's...
I feel like spiders living in my home do all right.
Yeah.
I never kill a spider.
I kill most spiders.
No, I'm all right with them.
Well, in all honesty, it depends how scary they look.
See, if I see a spider in the corner of the room, I'm kind of like, hey, how'd you get in here? Good hustle.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you do you, yeah.
Like, no, that was impressive. No, but like, if it's a huge huntsman, like, no. I'm going to probably sack that one up with a vacuum cleaner.
If it fell onto me,
oh yeah,
maybe.
You karate chop it.
If he's just chilling, that's cool.
Okay. See, I think that we should adopt my philosophy of who you should kill from spiders, but with people. If they look really scary, chances are they're a bad person.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Scary biker that's probably doing drug deals.
Yeah.
Kill him. Just do it.
We're flipped. We're all for capital punishment.
Because I'm more like of a daddy long legs type person. Right. Like, you're kind of a pathetic person. So
you can live.
Yeah, exactly. Because as we know, daddy long legs are the pathetic... Yeah. Spiders of the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The daddy long legs, even the name makes you think of like a single dad that can't get his life together. Yeah, and he's just like, oh, geez, oh, hope I don't get caught in the house. And then when people see them, they're not scared, they're just annoyed. They're like, what are you doing here?
You put webs everywhere? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Get out of here. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Get your bloody life in order. Nelson. It's all too real, Kev. Okay. All right, I have another one. It's by Ralph Hinckley. I lose all respect for myself when I bite my tongue. I've been chewing for over four decades. How do I fuck that up? It is true. It's so. Just the other day, I bit my lip. I was like, how did I do this? And then, you know, the worst thing is you bite it once.
Mm.
And then it happens like three or four times after because it gets a bit, little bit of a bulge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the worst experience.
Is anything like when you trip over your own feet? It's the same thing. We're like, what did I even do just then? It's like your body just took a moment to just shut off for a second and then woke back up.
Yeah.
And then somehow you've misfired.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true, actually. Oh, man.
If you're just judging, like, doorways.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't judge a doorway. Yeah, you're like, I think I've been judging heights of things.
Exactly.
Subconsciously for the longest time.
Why it's didn't very I do it rarely an issue, yeah.
Why did that not happen automatically?
Yeah. What is going... Well, like stubbing a toe, like I walk all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Man. People are idiots. All right, Kember. Let's now move on to Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit. Okay, this is by Jay Mislin. I forgot about this one. This one is very largely directed at you.
Okay. Well, but it's a good time to tell you that I think I just hit my wall.
Okay.
Because I just yawned real big.
Okay. But also there's something I want to say.
Okay.
Before you go on. Okay. Question is...
Is it movie related?
What's... Yes.
Okay.
What's the most useless Star Wars fact you know? Now, before you go on, I would like to point out that I think all Star Wars facts are useless.
Yep.
In fact, I would like you to tell me, if possible, I mean, tell me a useless one, but also tell me one that's advantageous.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? That's the challenge. An advantageous Star Wars fact. Yeah. That's what I'd like to know.
Okay. No, I think you're right. All Star Wars facts are useless. One of my favorite Star Wars facts, and I just because I think it's funny, is do you know who David Prowse is?
Yeah, but you know, for the listeners.
All right. So if you're the listeners,
yeah,
David Prowse is the body of Darth Vader. He's the guy that was in the
suit. Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And he has like this notorious history of being screwed over by Star Wars. So he didn't know that he wasn't the voice of Darth Vader the whole time they were filming.
Oh my God.
And not until he went and saw it in theaters.
What? In theaters? Oh my God.
Did he know that?
Well, obviously just after the first one.
Yeah.
It's not like every time. It was like, he was, again?
He was not happy about it.
Yeah.
So he like negotiated his contract that he got like a stake in the next one. Like he got like a percentage gross.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Because he was, you know, he was.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So, yeah. They did some like tricky Hollywood accounting, and according to their books, that movie loses money every year, and they've never paid him anything for it.
What? That is such bullshit. Oh my effing God, that is such bullshit.
So advantageous because you know that check your bloody contract. You're getting a percentage gross that they can't do the tricky Hollywood maneuvering.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah. Oh my God, that is really crazy.
Yeah,
that was a good fact.
No, thank you.
Maybe that is a beneficial fact because now I know to check contracts that I signed for big Hollywood films.
I've told you
films.
An advantageous Star Wars fact.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my useless one?
Yes.
Is that they use like colanders and like graters and regular kitchen items to deck out the bar on Tatooine. What? Where is it?
Mos Eisley Cantina.
Yeah, the cantina. Just, that's all I know. It's the only Star Wars fact.
Look, if we're on useless Star Wars facts.
Yep.
Keep going, Kim.
The
base gun of Han Solo's blaster is a gun that Frank Sinatra used in a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Okay, that's cool.
Wait,
there's somebody that likes
Frank Sinatra? It's a real kit gun. Like you can buy it as a kit gun, and famously Frank Sinatra used this gun in this movie. I forget what the movie's called, because Frank Sinatra movies are shit.
Yeah.
And that is actually, the Han Solo blaster is essentially that with some shit added onto it and some, you know, some grinding down. And so people make them, because it's all like, it's all just like, you know, like plumbing stuff and this base gun and stuff. So people can actually make like one-to-one like replica Han Solo blasters.
Like a real replica, sort of.
Mm.
Okay.
Like it actually shoots lasers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay, keep
also,
going.
Also, the noise of the blaster is a...
we'll play it for you now. Pew!
Yep. That was it. is a fence inside a tube, and you hit it and it
goes... A fence,
like you know, like the copper, like wire fences.
Okay, like chicken coop fence,
or like a paddock,
or just like a okay, yeah.
You get a paddock fence, and he put like a cylinder on it, and he tapped it, and it bounced up and down on the cylinder.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. That is really cool.
Mm.
Back in the days when they had Foley artists.
Yep, well, they still have them now.
I thought they didn't really use them anymore. I thought it was all digital these days.
What, you go computer make gravel sound?
Yeah, because...
No, you still got it in your record. Gravel.
There is...
Funny you mentioned gravel, Nelson.
Yes, go for it.
This is... I'm going to pivot to another George Lucas franchise. Indiana Jones, the big...
The question did say rolling. Star Wars.
Oh, damn it. I've messed this one up.
Anyway, no, it's okay. Was it a miniature?
The big ball rolling is actually the sound of a car going over gravel backwards.
Oh, backwards. That's the key.
Yeah, I guess so.
Was that a miniature? Is that how they did that?
No, it was like hollow. No,
he almost got crushed.
Yeah. That ball was there.
Yeah.
All the sound design from Star Wars is by Ben Burtt, who uses the Wilhelm scream in every movie.
Ah.
The Wilhelm scream is a famous sound effect.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, oh, that's interesting. They use the Wilhelm scream.
He uses it in every movie he sound mixes, the Wilhelm scream.
Okay. What is it?
It's a sound effect. You will have... I'll find it. You will.
No. Just do it in the mic.
I'll try. It's very hard to replicate.
Okay.
It goes...
So does he use this just like during credits and stuff? Like not necessarily a integral part of the movie? Okay, here we go.
That is the Wilhelm scream.
It just sounds like somebody screaming.
It's the most used sound effect in all of film history.
What? That is ridiculous. It wasn't even that good.
I'm sorry.
I'll give you another one. That's somebody clapping. Everybody should use that from now on. I bet you it'll be...
Or go through all the movies, because there's hundreds of movies that use the Wilhelm scream. Yeah. Replace it with my version of the Wilhelm scream.
It was pretty spot on.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like the thing at the end of Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah, it does too.
Doom, 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 boom, 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 boom.
That was good.
Thanks.
I liked it. Okay. I have another one for you, Cambo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one's also sort of specifically for you, because I don't think I can do it. But don't worry, I make up with this later on. So
really, this is Ask Cambo.
This is Ask Cambo. Okay. I'm just going to present a scenario to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not punching any kids.
And you need to answer the question. I don't know. I'm just going to read it.
Yeah.
As if I've done the question. Okay. This is by the Arcanid. Okay. I'm a genie. I've just walked into the room. I said, what do you want? You got 5 seconds.
Money.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's pretty much... You know, that's funny. That's exactly what I thought of when I read this. I was like, I don't know, money. I was like, oh, that's probably not going to really help. Like, I haven't given the genie specifics.
Yeah.
They're like, here's $2.50.
$2.50.
Exactly. I'd be like, damn it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think, I think I'd be like, money, billions, money, billions. Billions of money. Oh, God, I don't know. I think that's
billions
probably what it
is. Money.
Billions of money. Yeah.
Okay. So I like the idea of a high pressure GD.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
Quick, you're going to waste 3 seconds. What do you want?
Yeah, that's right.
Car. You've got a 2001 Nissan Pulsar. Oh, I guess that's pretty good.
It's, yeah, I could sell that for a little bit, I guess. Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, and by the way, it's stolen.
It is unregistered.
Yeah. I can't remember what I was going to say. I don't know, I've lost it. I've lost what I was going to say.
What do you think it's of a genie that has, like, unspoken consequences? Like, he doesn't tell you what the consequence of your wish will be. So you're like, what's your wish? He's like, well, I'm running a marathon. I'd love to win it. He goes, well, that's fine. Your sister broke both of her legs because of that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, well, like, you didn't say that. Yeah. You didn't say that beforehand. And he just disappears because he's a genie.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, he's a bit of an arsehole genie. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Because every action has consequence. Mm. That's Newton's law.
Yeah. Imagine if someone's like, oh, geez, you know, I'd love to pass this exam. Well, absolutely. Of course, you now have, you're lactose intolerant.
I think I was just mildly like,
yeah.
That's pretty annoying.
Oh, that's annoying. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, actually, I remember what I was going to say before. I was recently put on the spot to quickly say something. It was during the comedy show that we watched. The first time I watched it.
Yep.
And he's like, you, what do you want? And I said, boobs. I'm very worried that if a genie came out to me, I would say boobs. And I'd be like, ugh.
But then you'd just
get
boobs. Yeah.
No, yeah. That'd be a worry. Or maybe. That'd be good. I don't know.
Yeah. Only time will tell.
Yeah.
Right. Any time in a genie.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel ever since I did that yawn, the quality of the show has rapidly gone downhill.
It's fine. I've also messed up plenty of times.
It's right.
And it's not really like we have a very high bar.
The listeners waited an extra day for this.
I know. Anyway, that's fine. They'll keep listening. They're addicted. Or maybe they're not, can they? Maybe. I think... Really, like, we go out of our way for listeners. Obviously not this week, but we did do extra episode last week, two episodes ago.
Yep.
Pretty brilliant.
Yep.
We take out of our Monday nights, every Monday, every week, or Tuesday sometimes. Why don't they love us?
All right.
They should just love us.
No.
Well, Canberra, I have the solution.
Yep.
Because I have here that I saw on Reddit. I'm going to credit MM2236. It was actually a Today I Learned, but I thought I'd put it in the Ask Reddit thing. It said, Today I Learned, according to psychologist Arthur Aaron, there are 36 questions that could lead to love. Each question is more probing than the previous one and leads to a mutual vulnerability that fosters closeness.
Oh.
The final exercise is to stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes.
Oh.
So I thought, for the next 36 weeks... We could go through these questions.
Okay.
And get our damn listeners to love us.
All right.
Okay. I'm not sure it's exactly how it works, but whatever.
What if we fall in love with each other because we're...
That is a risk I'm willing to take. Okay.
Because that the 36th episode, there'll be like a 4 minute
just us looking
at
exactly. Yeah. But you know, we're committed.
And the listeners have 36 weeks to prepare for that 4 minutes.
Exactly.
So if we're going to be silent for 4 minutes, download a game on your phone.
Exactly. That's
play
right.
That.
Play it at the same time or something. Yeah. Oh, well, I guess if you're listening on your phone, though, I don't know, just work something out, okay?
You've got 36 weeks. What do you want from us?
36 weeks, plan for 4 minutes of silence. All right,
so
the first question.
Yep.
We've actually sort of had this one before, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Oh, living or dead? Does it say?
I think it's living.
Okay.
I'm actually going to assume that. Yes, I'm. Yeah,
you know, I would say probably Edgar Wright, the filmmaker.
Yeah, right.
Because I just love to pick his brain. The reason
yeah,
being,
I think maybe we've definitely had this one before.
I mercilessly steal a lot of stuff that he does.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Have him over for dinner and just pick his brain. Like, how exactly did you do that thing that you did? Or just, I'm going to take notes.
Or just line up a bunch of like short films that you've almost complete, except the scenes that you want to duplicate, and then just get him to film it.
Yeah. It's like, didn't I come here for dinner? After this, Edgar, after this.
Yeah, haven't you ever been on a film set, okay? So I was thinking about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine's a really lame answer. I just, because originally, I'm pretty sure when we had this question, I said Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Because he's just like an interesting person.
Yeah.
But then I get to think about it, right? And I'm going to sound so lame. But I don't really think I want to have dinner with like a famous person. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm really talking about somebody that I really want to have dinner with, I think there's like an element of awkwardness. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, don't get to, what's the saying about, you know, don't get to know your heroes. Yeah. You know, it could be a certain thing like that.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, because essentially it would be a dinner of you telling that person how great they are.
Yeah, that's right. It's like kind of a weird thing, right? So you'd want it to be somebody that I feel like you get along with.
Yeah.
So my answer is, I mean, I have to choose one person, I guess, but like, you know, I'd say probably my family in general.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, I guess, like, I don't know, my mom.
Okay. So thinking,
or like maybe my niece, cause she's crazy at the moment. She's pretty cute. It'd just be fun to like hang out with her for dinner.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
And
lame. You can tell me.
But on that sweet note, that you obviously, you love your niece.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to join a club that is more exclusive than Walking on the Moon, listeners, email Nelson and he will have sex with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's a very sweet guy.
That's true. Oh, man.
I'm leveraging how attractive you are to females right now.
All these things I could be using. Hey, ask me who I want to go to dinner with.
Yeah, anyone in the world.
My niece, yeah. And also, Walking on the Moon. Have you walked on the moon before?
Okay, so going off that kind of thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, let's say no celebrities. Okay. Or no one in the entertainment field,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would want to have dinner then with someone that I just want to ask questions all night.
Yeah.
So I would imagine having dinner with the SEAL Team 6 guys. The guys that took out Bin Laden.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'd have so many questions.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Somebody that just with like a fascinating story that you need to know more about.
I'm assuming in this scenario, they can talk openly. So I'd be like, tell me the most secret thing you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
what is the most secret thing you know? Have you seen aliens? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's aliens. We killed them.
Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But why? Oh, they were aliens. Oh, okay. This seems worse.
Like, imagine you could have dinner with someone that was like a hostage negotiator. Yeah. So when someone took hostages, they went in and they negotiated the hostages out. Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be so fascinating?
Yeah, see, that would be pretty cool. Yeah. Okay, well, my niece can't talk, so...
She's a terrible hostage negotiator. She gets bored and leaves.
That's true. She does get bored so easily. It's crazy.
So, you are your niece.
Yeah.
I am SEAL Team 6.
Okay. I think I want to change mine now. But then I feel bad if I'm replacing my niece.
Because she does listen to the show.
She does, yeah.
I think she wrote in this week.
Yeah, that's right. She can't talk, but she's really articulate when she writes something down.
She doesn't speak as a protest.
Yeah, that's right.
Trump.
Okay. That's why my niece isn't speaking because of Trump. Oh, God. Okay, well, that was the first question of our 36-week question to get you guys to love us.
Speaking of which, write in and tell us who you would have dinner with.
Yeah.
Because we want to fall in love with you just as we want you to fall in love with
us. That's actually a very good point. It's going to be hard when we do the 4 minutes of staring into each other's eyes thing.
Yeah. You'll have to get on the Skype.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now we can move on to Ask Me Anything, Cambo.
All right. Ask Me Anything, Cambo, our new segment.
Yep. You've had a lot of bloody questions.
I know, and I'm not at my mental peak.
Yeah.
My mental peak was like 2007, though.
I am.
It's steadily declining since.
I've definitely declined.
So we have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Is there any particular question you'd like to field?
Well, I thought that I could do Rowan's.
Cousin Rowan. Who's cousin? We'll never know.
We'll never know. Unless you listen to like the last episode or the one before that.
Who knows whose cousin it is?
Okay. Should I do this on there? Okay, I'll just do it. Because you did it last week.
That's true.
And he is our cousin. Oh, shit. Okay. Gentlemen, if I were a guy... Oh, yeah, okay. So last week, he posed the question to us if a guy came into the room with a gun and he had to kill one of us and we had to agree who would it be or something like that.
You may remember a similar scenario from the start of the show.
From the start of the show, and I think other episodes, for some reason, it comes up a lot. And Monopoly.
Yeah.
So, and then we kind of just turned it around that he was the gunman. And I don't know. Anyway, so he said, if I were the gunman and on the condition of shooting one of you, I had to take your role on the podcast, I assure you there would be no nepotism. It's simple. I'd shoot Cambo as Nelson seems to do a majority of the pre-show work.
I'd just like to point out to Rowan that, how do you know that I don't do the post-show work? Because there is none.
There is none. And also, I would like to point out, you use the word majority of the pre-show work. I would like to say all of the pre-show work. Cambo turns up.
Whoa. Who helped you move the table, buddy?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So you did a majority of it. I'll say that. But you didn't do the entirety, did you?
Okay. Next week, I'm going to have the table over here already. Everything set up just so you can sit down. Okay. Anyway. His question is, there's a bit of a setup. So I'm intrigued by the modern day phenomenon of developing content for free public consumption at the expense of the author or authors. People spend countless unpaid hours developing content for YouTube, Wikipedia, and podcasts for no monetary gain. So my question is, what is the value of this podcast to you, the hosts? To think about it from a different perspective, what would someone have to pay you to stop?
Anything.
$50. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, huh.
We really... Hey, that's our plan. Get me in a room with children that have diabetes. I'm done. You didn't have to pay me anything.
No, so what is... Okay, so what is podcast... Like, what is it... What's its value to us?
So I
honestly think that what it is... We
you summed it up once, yeah.
Yeah, we... have a weird need to have a creative output of some kind.
Yeah.
Whether it's writing or filmmaking or like you try to do some live gaming things. We like to kind of put out something creative.
Yeah.
And we hadn't been. Yeah. So this is just a way to every week kind of like put something out there that is, I mean, I say creative in the loosest possible terms.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God, what is this show?
Yeah.
But we output something creative constantly every week. But also, we get to catch up every week as well because we don't live together anymore.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's probably the best point, really.
Yeah.
I concur.
Yes.
But yeah, it just is something that... Because I like doing creative things. I also like doing things for sort of... people, like presenting to people.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I get some sort of joy out of it. Mm. And so like whether they like it or not, obviously.
That is why the charity boxing thing is so appealing, because not only do you get to beat up kids, but you do it in front of a crowd.
Yeah, <that's right. laughs> they cheer me on while I beat them up.
This is where I should be performing.
Yeah, I think that's it. And if somebody had to pay me money to stop, it's a hard question because I actually think it would be quite high. As in like...
Yeah, me too.
I would have to... because I enjoy it, it would have to be like a life-changing amount of money because otherwise, what's the point of having a few extra $100?
Yeah.
Or, thousands or even like sort of tens of thousands. I think it would have to be a really significant amount for me to be like, okay, I'll stop. And then I'll start another podcast called...
Well, that's the thing. Like, do we have to stop podcasting?
Yeah.
If someone's like, I'll pay you $10,000 to stop this podcast.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like, cool, I could buy so much podcasting equipment with that money.
Exactly. Start a brand we'll start new face podcast. It on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question there.
Yeah. Right. So if you had to stop podcasting in general, you couldn't have another podcast.
Well, yeah, I guess that would... I mean, it would just be a higher amount of money, I guess. You know, yeah. I don't know what number to put on it. But.
No, neither do I. If you have a number, though, do send in an offer.
Yeah. If you really want us to stop. Yeah. Just
because maybe it's 12,000. I don't know. I haven't seen that figure presented to me.
Yeah. Just like to look at it. Yeah. You know, when somebody writes it on a bit of paper and slides it across the desk.
Let me what we want. It up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I was also going to say, sorry, Romanosa wrote, on a side note, I know you are working towards 50 episodes. If you get there, I will donate $50, one per episode, in case you weren't sure of the maths.
$150 for every episode.
That's
now,
crazy. it's funny that he very specifically types dollar symbol one per episode. Okay, anyway. To a charity of your choice. Thanks for indulging my questions the past few weeks. Cheers, Cousin Ron.
You're welcome, Cousin.
Yeah. Cousin. So, so I thought that's really nice.
That is very
thanks,
nice.
Thanks, Rowan. That's awesome. Maybe you should send it to the diabetes. So I feel pretty bad after this episode.
And not by way of Nelson, because he will try and fight someone. Like, maybe you just mail it in or something.
I'll go to some, like, diabetes meetup and start beating up kids. I'm like, what, didn't you get the donation? I thought Rowan... Oh, maybe Rowan didn't do it. He said he was going to do it. I don't know. I'm allowed to do this.
And this is just further proof that the listeners of our show are just so much better than us.
Yeah.
Because the first question I asked you just before we started recording is, how long do you think it takes to start a charity?
Yeah, that's right. But you did have a great idea.
That's true.
It could be Nelson's unemployment charity.
Yeah.
Which is valid. Like, that's a valid thing.
I wanted to start nelsondoesn'thaveajob.org.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Maybe one day. All right, thanks, Ron.
Yes. Oh, yes. I forget about me.
Yeah, you also have one.
I have a question from Vin. Vin is a serial... he writes in a lot, but this question actually isn't as controversial as his previous questions.
Dirty and disgusting.
I read it a few times just to check.
Yeah.
Not a single reference to man-on-man sexual relations.
Yeah, it's weird.
I shouldn't encourage him, though.
I think... that's true. You've done it now. No, I think his kid got his phone and sent that in.
Yeah. Well, yeah... In a way, it is more disgusting than that, Nelson. I'll tell you why.
Yep.
He says, hey, guys, would you rather only be able to listen to Nickelback for the rest of your life or having to read the terms and conditions for iTunes every day for the rest of your life?
Mm.
I thought I would turn it down with the questions. Love your work. Keep it up, Vin.
Okay. So...
First of all, thanks for the question.
Now, let's just get some ground rules here, okay?
Yeah.
Because if there's the one thing we do...
It's fine loopholes. Yeah.
And the loophole is... well, okay. So it's only if you listen to music that it has to be Nickelback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really listen to that much music these days. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Can I add...
Oh, but... Wait, no. But there's like... There's music...
Well, can I add something to this? And I hope Vin doesn't mind.
Okay.
I'm going to say that all the music you hear becomes Nickelback.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So if you're watching Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Every song on his Walkman is Nickelback.
It's pretty annoying.
So you take away Cat Stevens' Father and Son and replace it with Photograph by Nickelback.
I think I'd go with the iTunes thing.
Me too. This is super easy for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, I love music. I listen to music every single day. Every single day.
The iTunes thing is really long, though.
It is. But, loophole. I can skim it.
I don't think read the I don't think skimming is. I know we like loopholes, but
no, I reckon you can read it in 5 minutes.
I reckon it would take longer. Well, it's pretty long,
isn't
it?
Let's say 10. I think it's long. 10 minutes of reading. That's 10 minutes of your day, but then you don't have to listen to Nickelback for every song. And I can listen to all the music I normally listen to.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah,
it's a pretty good deal. I just read every night before bed.
And that's true. Yeah. And then could you get to the point where you know it so well that you can just recite it in your head? Like just on the toilet?
And he's the real thing, right? Because I've never read iTunes Terms and Conditions.
Yeah, no one has, Cameron. No one has.
Maybe they're really good. Like, maybe there's a thrilling story in there.
Okay, yeah.
And no one's just ever found it.
Yeah. That's true. It's a strong possibility because like, nobody's ever read it.
They're like, guys, have you read this? It's a thrilling romance. oh my God.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, no, I think that's right. I'd have to go for the iTunes thing. And also, there is the possibility that iTunes won't last forever. There might not be a terms and conditions to iTunes.
That's true.
In the end.
That being said, there was a rumor that Apple was going to buy Disney. So I think it'll be around for a while if it has the kind of money that can buy Disney.
No, I think that's a losing it's a losing sale.
Yeah, it's true.
They'll buy Disney. Disney's like, ha, we were going under anyway. Suckers.
We've been lying. Star Wars doesn't make any money.
Yeah. Actually, this is crazy that I wouldn't imagine Apple has enough money to buy Disney or Disney has enough money to buy Apple.
Well, one of them has enough money to buy the other, apparently.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, there's something interesting Star Wars.
Can I actually just do our famous segment, Listener Shoutout? You know how we do Listener Shoutout every week?
Yeah, no. I know it's your favorite segment. Yeah. That's why we have to do it every week.
Yeah, I'll play the tune. Ooh, Listener Shoutout. So,
yeah.
That's when I do a listener shout out. So at the talent show I was at,
yeah,
I actually got to properly meet one of our biggest fans.
Oh,
I say that very loosely.
Yeah.
Because
you've made all the other biggest fans feel bad now.
No, because calling them fans is so pretentious. But someone that listens to the show a lot and they write in a lot, Amanda. Amanda writes in a fair bit. And I saw her perform, and she performed a little kind of comedy routine.
Oh,
almost
right.
Like a one-woman show.
Yeah.
And I have to say, she absolutely killed it.
Yeah.
So I just want to listen to a shout-out to Amanda.
Okay. Yeah.
Good job. It was a pleasure to finally meet you properly.
And thanks for listening.
Keep on keeping on. Yeah.
Okay. And
Who's your weekly listener shout-out?
Oh, okay.
Can't be any of the people that wrote in.
Shit. Okay. This for... this is a shout out. What did you say before?
Hang on, I'll play the tune again.
Okay.
Oh, that's the shout out.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's really pre-recorded.
Terrible way. my listen shout out is for the guy that I think is from like the Philippines. He liked us on Podbean. I'm pretty sure. Oh no, wait, it was on Facebook. And I noticed he was from the Philippines. Man, thanks.
That's
bunch.
Two. Oh, that's the shout out.
That's really good.
We'll be back next week.
I don't actually want to record that. I want you, if this ever comes up again, although it's terrible, just by the way. But if it ever does, I want you to do the intro like that.
Hey, if you want to listen to the shout out, email in.
Okay, yeah.
All yours.
And you'll get to hear.
Listen to shout out.
So good. I really like it. I don't know why.
First of all, it's not good.
it isn't good. Maybe that's why I like it so much. Okay, well, speaking of listeners, you, listener, could write into us, and you could do so via Facebook, Twitter, and Gmail with using Reddit podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T podcast at gmail.com, at Facebook, at Twitter. Or our subreddit.
Yes.
Reddit podcast. Yes. R-E-A-D-I-T podcast. That's all for today.
Yes. If you do want to ask us anything on Reddit, we've got a little thing pinned to the top.
Oh, yeah.
The AMA.
Very top one. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, it'd be really handy if you guys could leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
A nice one, preferably.
Yeah.
And that'd be great.
Yep, give us a subscribe.
And a subscribe. Both those things. Thanks for listening, guys. And we will...